When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Make some noise for Nacho Pop. And welcome to Singles Issues Night. Is that what we call it? Single Issues?
Single Issues Night.
Not
That's
Singles
correct,
Issues.
No.
My name's Levins. This is Siobhan.
Hello.
We do a podcast every week that we record at King's Comics just around the corner called Serious Issues. Is anyone here a listener?
Yeah. All right. Hey, three people. All right. This is going to be fun for everyone else.
And thanks everyone for coming tonight. For everyone listening that isn't here right now, what we did tonight was We got a whole bunch of short boxes full of old comics from King's Comics and semi-filled the club.
We half-filled the club.
And everyone that's come here tonight has come down and left with armfuls of comics right now, seeing people carry their weight in comics.
Yeah, and thanks. I just wanted to say quickly, from the King's Comics perspective, thank you everyone for coming down and supporting this. It's really nice to feel like we can do these kinds of events and that comic nerds will come out of their caves and be social and stuff. It's really nice. Really nice to see.
So we are going to do a live episode of our podcast right now. And I don't know how many people actually contributed to this, but we did a Best of 2016 Comic Book Awards that 600 people voted in, which
Whoa.
Is real cool. That's a big number.
Wow.
That's almost as many comics as this girl Sunny just bought. to everyone listening at home, you had to be there. It was a big stack. But, yeah, so we did a massive awards, 15 questions related to the best comics of the year, be it best writer, best artist, best Marvel book, best DC book, best Image book, best independent book, best book overall.
Slightly biased because they had to be comics that we already enjoyed first. Yeah, so a lot of people were like, this wasn't on that. And I was like, well, I didn't read that. I'm sorry.
this is our listeners' choices of our choices of the best of 2016. So we're going to go through all of the awards and who won what. We actually had a bunch of creators who were nominated vote. I know one of our favorite artists, Trad Moore, voted.
No way!
And Mark Russell, the writer of the Flintstones, voted too, which is really cool.
That is really sick.
So we're going to kick things off. Are you guys ready? Let's make a round of applause for the best comic books of the year. Before we get started, I thought it would be fun if you guys helped me vote for some ones that we forgot to put in. So we're going to use the crowd participation, your yelling is going to help us pick these awards. So the first one we're going to do is Best Comic Book Movie of the Year. So when I say a comic book movie that came out in 2016, scream appropriately for the movie that you liked the most. So we'll kick things off with the first comic book movie that came out this year, Deadpool.
Woo!
A moderate
Come on,
scream.
Deadpool was pretty good, guys.
After that, we have Batman v Superman. Apparently the Ultimate Edition was phenomenal, but I also heard a very loud no at the same time. Next we have Captain America 3 Civil War. Pretty good. That's had its moments, apparently. Maybe if there was an Ultimate Edition, you would have liked it more. Then we have X-Men Apocalypse. Good. Fuck that movie. After that is Suicide Squad. All right. No.
One embarrassed cheer for Suicide Squad.
Don't be ashamed of your terrible decision to support that movie. And finally, Doctor Strange. All right, so the clear winner there, with at least 9 people yelling in its support, Civil War.
I think that's deserved. I think that was pretty good. That was a pretty good movie.
All right, now we're going to do Best Superhero TV Show. Siobhan, I'm going to need your help because I can't remember all the TV shows that were superhero shows.
Oh, God, I watch, like, no TV, so that's not going to be... That's going to be difficult. The Flash?
The Flash?
Really good. One thumbs up.
One thumbs up. All right.
Arrow? Season 5 is really picking
up. So
that's
up.
It's not the most stellar recommendation. It's watchable from a King's Comics staff member.
Okay, Legends of Tomorrow. Two votes. Supergirl.
Woo! Hey!
Whoa. Okay, cool. Some support.
The only good one.
What's next, Siobhan? We got some Marvel ones. We got Daredevil Season 2.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, some actual clapping. People moved their hands together for that one. Luke Cage. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah!
No one watches Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right, I think Daredevil won that one, so that's good.
Yeah, easily.
All right, cool. Those are the two awards that are voted here on the night. Now we're going to move to the actual awards. And the first award is the Best Marvel Series of 2016. And the nominees are The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl by Ryan North and Erica Henderson. The Vision by Tom King and Gabrielle Walter. Now, I'm only saying writers and artists on here. I'm sorry to all the colorists who definitely aren't listening. Power Man and Iron Fist by David Walker, Sanford Green, and Flaviano. Mockingbird by Chelsea Kane and Kate Niemczyk. Nighthawk by David Walker, Ramon Villalobos, and Martin Barrazzo. Moon Knight by Jeff Lemire and various artists. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur by Amy Reeder, Brandon Montclair, and Natasha Bustos. Black Widow by Mark Waid and Chris Sumney. Thor by Jason Aaron and Russell Dauterman. Black Panther by Ta-Nehisi Coates, Brian Stelfreeze, and Chris Sprouse. And finally, Spider-Woman by Dennis Hopeless, Javier Rodriguez, and Veronica Fish. Siobhan, what do you think won of those Marvel series?
I don't know. I've already forgotten what they all were.
Okay, I'm going to give you from... coming in third place with 46 votes.
Nice.
Moon solid. Knight by Jeff Lemire.
Nice. Moon Knight's a solid series. You guys should check it out.
In second place, The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Woo!
By Ryan North and Erica Henderson.
Hell yeah.
And with a whopping 166 votes, that's more than 30% of the votes for this category, The Vision by Tom King and Gabrielle Walter.
Yeah. It's the obvious choice. It was the correct choice, guys.
Yeah, get ready to get sick of hearing the words Tom and King next to each other.
Also, how good is this that I've managed to sort it that Levins has to read everything out and I just sit here and comment on it?
You can just be like, sass.
Yeah.
DC don't know what they're doing. all right. Number two, we got the best DC series of the year. Note that there are significantly less titles on this than there are Marvel. Even though Rebirth was really great, I think it says a lot that we dropped a lot of those Rebirth titles and there's more Marvel books on here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Siobhan? Oh, Sassmeister?
Yeah.
DC don't know.
DC just keep getting it wrong.
All right. We've got Superman by Peter Tomasi, Patrick Gleason, and Doug Mankey. Superman American Alien by Max Landis and various artists. Batman by Tom King and various artists. Detective Comics by James Tynion IV and various artists. The Flintstones by Mark Russell and Steve Pugh. Wonder Woman by Greg Rucka, Nicholas Scott and Liam Sharp. Sheriff of Babylon, a Vertigo title by Tom King and Mitch Gerrards. Unfollow by Rob Williams, Michael Dowling and various artists. Siobhan, of that list, who do you think is the clear winner? You got to start listening to these lists.
No,
so you
I'm
remember.
Listening, but then there's so many options that I forget. I feel bad for saying it because Max Landis is so awful, but I really enjoyed Superman American Alien.
Well, that didn't even get close. Actually, you know what? That's maybe fifth place is Superman American Alien. Fourth place is Detective Comics.
Nice.
Third place is Superman by Peter Tomasi and Patrick Gleason. Second place, Batman by Tom King.
Ooh.
But in number one with 151 votes, 28% of the vote, Wonder Woman by Greg Rucka, Nicholas Scott, and Liam Sharp.
Yay!
Very exciting, everybody. I love that series.
Correct choice, everyone. New issue is out this week.
Yes, it's very good. Best Image Series of 2016. The nominees were Headlopper by Andrew McLean, Paper Girls by Brian K. Vaughan and Cliff Chang, Black Magic by Greg Rucker and Nicholas Scott, Saga by Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples, Southern Bastards by Jason Aaron and Jason Latour, Snot Girl by Brian Lee O'Malley and Leslie Hung, Ireland by Emma Rios and Brandon Graham, Velvet by Ed Brubaker and Steve Echting. Siobhan, who do you think won?
I feel like Snot Girl might have won just through the power of retweets. Snot Girl is amazing, guys.
With 94 votes in second place is Snot Girl.
Whoa!
Which means...
You're wrong.
It's been going the longest out of all these titles on here. Saga.
Oh, duh.
With
boring
23%
choice, guys.
Of the vote.
It is still good,
Second place was another Brian K. Vaughan book called Paper Girls.
Nice.
So, yeah. I guess we could have guessed that one coming.
Yeah, to be honest. That's not a shock.
So this one was a difficult category to put together. We wanted to have best indie series, but a lot of the titles on here aren't really indie. How do you define indie, Siobhan Coombs?
I define indie the way all comic book stores define indie, which is anything that is not DC, Marvel, Image, or Dark Horse.
Well, unfortunately, we included Dark Horse in here.
Damn.
And in fact, the Dark Horse title won. So I have to make a placard that says, best indie titles, kind of. Best indie series, kind of, tomorrow. All right, the nominees for this award were... Black Hammer by Jeff Lemire and Dean Ormston. Aliens Defiance by Brian Wood and Tristan Jones. Goldie Vance by Hope Larson and Brittany Williams.
Woo!
Jughead by Chip Zdarsky, Ryan North, Erica Henderson and Derek Charm. Klaus or Claws by Grant Morrison and Dan Mora. Lady Killer 2 by Joelle Jones. Afterlife with Archie by Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. Francesca Francavilla, and finally James Bond by Warren Ellis and Jason Masters. Of that list, who do you think got number one, Siobhan?
Well, because you said Dark Horse, I feel like probably Black Hammer.
Yep.
Hey!
Number one with 15% of the vote. Overwhelming 40% of the vote chose to skip this question.
Nice.
Black Hammer by Jeff Lemire. In second place, we had Jughead by Chip Zdarsky. And in third place, Claws by Grant Morrison and Dan Mora.
Claws should have won.
Should it?
I don't know.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks, Nacho Pop. And now, the award for rudest people in the room right now. Is it you? Is it... You know, it's no one right. Everyone's being very polite. Okay. Best all-ages series... goes to the nominations. Goldie Vance by Hope Larson and Brittany Williams. Jughead by Chip Zdarsky, Ryan North, Erica Henderson and Derek Charm. Archie by Mark Waid, Veronica Fish and Joe Eisma. Space Battle Lunchtime by Natalie Reyes. Marvel Sum Sum by Jacob Chabot and David Baldion. And The Backstages by James Tinney and the Fourth and Ryan Tsai. Who do you reckon won?
I hope Jughead or Goldie Vance.
Unfortunately, it was Jughead's best friend.
With 114
votes.
That ginger
votes.
Loser.
Archie, yeah, it was Moose. Moose, the comic book Moose.
I'm so impressed by your comic book knowledge, though.
Archie got number one, Jughead got number two, and Goldie Vance got number three.
Nice.
Now
good
to
split.
The very, very quick best comedy series. The nominations, The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, The Flintstones, Howard the Duck by Chip Zdarsky and Joe Quinones, and Jughead, Siobhan... Who do you reckon won that one?
I think probably, I don't know, Squirrel Girl?
Squirrel
probably
Girl won!
Hey!
Hooray, Squirrel
it's
Girl!
It's got the Tumblr. Tumblr book.
Now, every week on the show, we do best first issue of the week. We do a segment.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sorry, called First Things First, in which we review all the new number ones that came out that week. So we had to do an award that represented that beloved segment. So this is the best first issue. And the nominations are Animosity. Kill or Be Killed, Unworthy Thor, Shade the Changing Girl, Motor Girl, Lake of Fire, Snot Girl, Aether, and The Electric Sublime.
I feel like a lot of people would have skipped this question as well.
Yep, a lot of people, not only did they skip their question, but they're also talking over it as I announce it. People hated this question, y'all. 147 people skipped this question.
Amazing.
And two-thirds of the room don't give a fuck what I say right now. The winner... Oh my god, this is a tie, guys. It's a tie.
Oh my god. Huge.
In equal first place, 100 votes each. Unworthy Thor.
Shirtless
Snot
Sexy
Girl,
Thor.
Number
Yay.
One.
Yay.
That's great. It's really fucking hot up here. Thank you. This podcast is brought to you by Tecate. Now, this is my favorite award. This is the Most Tears Shed in 2016 award, the saddest moment of the year. And I left these descriptions as vague as possible so I don't spoil it for you. So, the nominations are A Long-Awaited Reunion in Saga number 36, The Death of a Ghost in Saga 38. That's not that vague.
That's pretty. Like, there's one ghost in Saga, and if you didn't know, she was dead.
She dead.
She did.
Farewell.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
Farewell to a Sidekick in Spider-Woman number 13.
Heartbreaking.
Tim's Last Stand in Detective Comics 940. John Kent steps up in Superman number 6.
Only made you cry if you were a dad.
A Final Goodbye in The Vision number 12. And The Last Supper in Chew number 59. Siobhan, what do you think was the saddest moment in comics for our listeners this year?
I feel like it's going to be a Saga thing again, right?
Saga? No, Saga came third. With
I fucked it already.
Yeah.
Tim Drake came second.
Tim Drake's not actual death came second.
Tim's kind of death.
Actually sad. Why would anyone say he's sad? He's just locked in a fucking room. Who cares?
He's going to be back in a couple of years. Chill out, everyone. It's
with 119 votes, the final goodbye... In The Vision, number 12.
Very sad. That was sad.
And now, the award that nobody wanted to vote for. Best event. Best comic book event of 2016.
We use best very loosely, guys.
None of these are good. The nominations are Civil War 2, Death
Boo.
Of X,
Boo.
DC Universe Rebirth,
that was okay.
Batman and the Monster Men, Clone
Boo.
Conspiracy, and
Ooh.
Transformers Revolution. And the
Ooh.
Winner with 300 votes.
What?
That's 57% of the vote. Even though 25% of people skipped this question. DC Universe Rebirth.
That
won
is
that
fair.
One. By a landslide. Weirdly, 44 people thought Civil War 2 was the best. Stop listening to our podcast. You're part of the problem.
We're not for you.
All right, best graphic novel. Guys, there's only 5 awards left, so shut the fuck up. The nominations are The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl Beats Up the Marvel Universe by Ryan North and Erica Henderson. Dark Knight, A True Batman Story by Paul Dini and Eduardo Risso.
Very good.
Moon Cop by Tom Gold.
I feel like no one voted for that, but I really liked Moon Cop, guys.
I'll tell you how many people voted for Moon Cop. 10.
Yes, 10 legends.
Patience by Dan Clowes, which would have been my pick, and 14 people thought it the same as me. I didn't even vote. Did you vote?
I didn't vote.
I forgot to vote. We fucked it. Mezzolith, Volume 1 by Ben Haggerty and Adam Brockbank.
Also great.
With a whopping 7 votes. Wonder Woman, Earth 1 by Grant Morrison and Yannick Paquette. And How to Talk to Girls at Parties by Neil Gaiman, Fabio Moon and Gabrielle Barr. How to Talk at Girls at a podcast event. Do what I'm doing right now. I'm talking at you, not to you.
I can tell. It's
the
nice.
Winner of this award, everyone who cares, is Wonder Woman Earth 1.
Yay! Whoa!
I want some air horns for the next award, please. In second place, we got Dark Knight, A True Batman Story.
Nice.
And in third place, the unbeatable Squirrel Girl beats up the Marvel Universe. On to the next award.
Hey, you're probably right.
Oh, my God. Best Artist.
Yay.
Guys, this is a big award. I'd appreciate silence. We have Erica Henderson. Who likes Erica Henderson? Make some noise. Nacho Pop loves Erica Henderson. Sydney's own Nicola Scott.
Woo!
Trad Moore. You don't have to keep doing it. It's all right. Mitch Gerrards, Patrick Gleason, Cliff Chang, Fiona Staples, Brittany Williams, Dan Mora, Russell Dauterman, Ramon Villalobos, Sanford Green, Sean Phillips, Leslie Hung, or Steve Pugh. Siobhan, who do you think won?
I think that ludicrously long list of names just says how much good art there is in comics these days.
A very good
which
point.
Which is nice. I kind of hope Tradmore won, even though he like didn't really do any comics this year.
The winner, and I'm very proud. Very proud of this country that we're part of
so
tonight.
So patriotic.
The winner of the Best Artist of the Year is Nicola Scott.
So deserved.
Sydney's own.
I'm so glad people recognize her.
Thank you, Nacho Pop. Best DJ of 2016. All right. Not many of these awards are left. Best Writer of the Year. Jason Aaron.
Woo.
Jeff Lemire.
Yes.
Greg Rucker.
Yes.
Hope Larson.
Yes.
Ryan North.
Is this good if I just keep saying yes?
Yep.
I enjoyed all these. Great.
Tom King.
Yes.
Mark Wade.
Yes.
Kelly Sue DeConnick.
Yes.
Marjorie Liu. Marjorie Liu. I always say her name wrong.
You fucked it, man.
Chelsea Kane.
Yeah, also
David
good.
Walker. Warren
Great.
Ellis. Brian
Yay.
Wood. Chip Zdarsky.
Yay.
Brian K. Vaughan. Grant Morrison.
Yay.
Guys, I want everybody to cry for one moment because this is the only award that had someone that didn't get one nomination, one vote.
No way.
Brian Wood, 0 votes.
Oh, is that because he did a bunch of really sexist things that one time?
Maybe. Never forget. His comics are
Women
good,
Women in
though.
Comics are strong.
We're part of the problem. In third place, Jason Aaron. In second place, the author of Wonder Woman and Black Magic and Lazarus, Greg Rucker.
Nice.
And in first place with 124 votes, Tom King.
Wow.
Also, maybe Brian K. Vaughan had more votes than Jason Aaron and Greg Rucker. He was actually second. I'm drunk. Now, the funnest award, Character of the Year.
Yay.
This is an award that we put together seriously for 2 seconds. Then we just started saying characters we liked. The nominations for Character of 2016 are Wonder Woman, Goldie Vance, Squirrel Girl, Guy Gardner,
Yay.
Jughead, Jane Foster, Luke Cage, John Kent, Fred Flintstone, Howard the Duck, Santa Claus,
Yay.
Manifold, who got 4 votes,
Aww.
Devil Dinosaur, Shirtless Steve Trevor, only got 4 votes for some reason.
What?
Nightwing's butt.
Nightwing's
butt, everybody.
Nightwing's butt is the winner
And finally,
of comics.
Goose from Saga. The winner with 138 votes. Wonder Woman
Yay.
In second place with 73 votes. Nightwing's butt.
Yeah. That's, all right, I guys. Feel like that is like Nicola's perfect night. I feel like we should devote that award to Nicola Scott because she pretty much made Nightwing's butt the symbol that it is.
She made his butt a thing.
Yeah.
And we salute her. That's why she won Best Artist. All right, guys. Second last award. We need some silence. If you don't care about like 14 of these awards, you have to care about the best comic of the year. One last award to go. Guys, don't you care about what the best comic of the year was? The nominees are Superman by Peter Tomasi, Patrick Gleason, and Doug Mankey. Wonder Woman by Greg Rucka, Nicholas Scott, and Liam Sharp. The Vision by Tom King and Gabrielle Walter. The Flintstones by Mark Russell and Steve Pugh. Goldie Vance by Hope Larson and Brittany Williams. Mockingbird by Chelsea Kane and Kate Niamchik. The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl by Ryan North and Erica Henderson. Claws by Grant Morrison and Dan Mora. Snot Girl by Brian Lee O'Malley and Leslie Hung. Black Hammer by Jeff Lemire and Dean Ormston. Those are the potential comic books of the year. Guys, what do you think? What does everyone think was the best comic book of the year? On the count of three, yell out your favorite comic book of the year. One, two, three. Yell it out. Not sure if Pop's favorite comic of the year was... All right.
Get out.
Banned. In third place, Snot Girl by Brian Lee O'Malley and Leslie Hung.
Nice.
In second place, Wonder Woman by Greg Rucka, Nicholas Scott, and Liam Sharp. And in first place, with 161 votes, The Vision by Woo! Tom King and Gabrielle Walter. Best comic of the year.
I feel like that's a genuine victory for intelligent superhero comics. So that's really nice to see.
Yeah, and lots of people have asked us to do a gift guide for like comic books they could buy family members and shit. Just buy that.
Just buy that.
Just buy everyone you know The Vision.
They'll be really confused.
Now, that may seem to some people as the most important award of the night, but we all know the most important award of 2016 is Best Serious Issues Host.
This is the big one, guys. I campaigned hard.
Is it Siobhan or is it Levins?
Boo!
With an overwhelming 415 votes, the winner of this question is, please don't make me answer this. In second place, with a pathetic 71 votes, Siobhan Coombs.
I would like to
thank
you all.
And in third place, with a very respectable 25, Andrew
Levins. Two Serious Issues hosts, easily.
Guys, that's our live episode. Thanks for coming. Thanks for buying comics. Buy some drinks. Read some comics. Shake some hands. Make some friends. And find us online, facebook.com/Serious Issues Podcast. Our new episodes come out every Monday night. I'm Levins, that's Siobhan. Thank you so much. And thanks to Nacho Pop and thanks to King's Comics for having us. And thanks to Hudson Ballroom and thanks to you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hey, hey, hey. What you got to say?
Hey, this is Levins. Thanks so much for listening to Serious Issues. If you're not completely sick of my voice by now, why don't you check out one of my other podcasts? One is called Hey Fam, and it's about comedy and pop culture, so like comic book movies and comic book TV shows, all that kind of thing. The other one is called The Mitchin, and it's all about the food and bar scene in Sydney. You can find both of them on iTunes or download them directly at yolevins.com/podcasts. Thanks so much for your support, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.